from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Keep the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
What's up? Welcome to the Seed Plan Do Show with me, professional life coach, business coach, mindset coach, et cetera, everything. Motivational speaker. Hold up. Somebody did tell me to make sure I did all my stuff. Motivational speaker, serial entrepreneur, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out here seeing if I can buy a Lamborghini, please, don't forget the junior shout out to Pops and welcome to another Power Pack podcast. You see, we're back in the studio again, right? Season 4, episode 10, Budgeting Like a Boss. And I have the amazing Sade Meeks is in the building, a wonderful financial educator. And we're going to talk about saving money and budgeting because you know on this show, two side-based Las Vibras, you know the vibes. All right. So without further ado, guys, let's get those shout outs and welcomes. So welcome my day one, A1 listeners, mi corazón, mi familia. Thank you so much for chiming in every single week, letting me know what's up. All right. My first time listeners. Hey, guys. Hey, what's up? Welcome. Take a seat. Hey, we got some waters in the back. All right. Make sure you relax. Kick your feet up. The air is on. Kick your feet up. All right. People that are listening to this on any of your favorite streaming platforms, and as always, people that are watching this on YouTube, hey, you're getting all this in 1080p, all this velvety goodness in 1080p. So while you're watching me on YouTube, is this your first time? Hey, please hit that like, share, and subscribe button. All right? Get me a million views. I need money. All right? So I can buy a Lamborghini. I don't think Charlie's going to let me buy a Lamborghini, though. All right? But let's get to it again. Season 4, episode 10. Budgeting like a boss. All right. So again, shout out to everybody. Thank you. Hopefully you had an amazing morning, afternoon, evening, anytime that you're listening to the show. Hopefully you had an amazing dope day. All right. So without further ado, can we get to our C Plan Do moment of the week? And again, sponsored by one of the best companies in the planet, Heart Savers Maryland. So right after a word from our wonderful sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your C Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Yikes. I came across this great quote online, and it says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you're not overwhelmed. You are lazy and unorganized. Here's what you should do. Wake up earlier. Get an agenda book. Create a routine. Create boundaries, because remember, no is a complete sentence. Stick to your schedule, write down and adhere to your deadlines. Because guess what, guys? You are standing in your own way. Thanks. All right, that is your C Plan Do moment of the week. entitled Yikes. So listen to that, man, because you know why I called it Yikes? Because I was like, oh, are they talking to me? At me next time, okay? But that was a lot of amazing information. Again, wake up earlier, get an agenda book, create a routine, create boundaries, stick to your schedule, write down and adhere to your deadlines. And guess what, guys? The only person that's standing in your way is you. There's no Illuminati. There's no the man. It's only you. And then you know that's facts. All right. So that was, yeah. Whew, yikes. All right. So let's move in right along. Can we get to our Greenlight Entertainment Song of the Week? Now, of course, you can follow along to all of the songs. Guys, if you're watching this from YouTube, look at the detail section below so you can see what the Song of the Week was. All right. You know the vibes for the summertime. So right after a word from our wonderful sponsor, Greenlight Entertainment, you'll hear the wonderful song. And then we're going to get right to our entree with Shardae Meeks in the building. And she's going to talk to us about how we can budget like a boss.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
All right, that is your song of the week. And so I have the pleasure and privilege and honor to have, actually, guess what, guys? This is the first guest while I'm in the studio. Look at that, guys. So we're going to bring in Shardae. Let's see if she's in the green room. I mean, she's in the green room. I can see her, guys. I don't know why I say that, but she's in there. All right. Shardae.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. I am, as I told her offline, I'm a big fan of your content. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you so much.
All right. So let me officially introduce Shardae. So Shardae Meeks is a financial educator that empowers others to earn money. You know, she has to be on the show. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this platform. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm blessed. It's Thursday. No complaints.
No complaints at all. All right. So here's season 4, episode 10, entitled Budgeting Like a Boss with Shardae Meeks. So Shardae, we're going to talk about budgeting like a boss, of course, and how we can save money and budget. But as always, for people who watch this show, I have a wonderful segment entitled Fuego Rapido. And in this segment, these are rapid fire questions that you do not know about, because of course you got the other questions, but you don't know about these, right? Are you ready?
Yes.
So are you ready for the first question? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. First question, wings, flats or drums?
Flats all the way.
All the way. Ding, ding, ding. Correct. Follow up. Blue cheese or ranch?
Blue cheese.
blue cheese or ranch? Oh, yay, there we go. You're talking, see, Sarnay is talking my language already. Now, my day one AWOL listeners, you know, this has been a tough time for your boy with this question. This has been a tough time. Sade, what are your thoughts about candy corn?
About?
Candy corn. What are your thoughts about candy corn?
Oh, it's nasty.
All right, sorry, guys, and that's the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much. Well, we'll have someone. You guys, look, here we go again, guys. My day one A1s, here we go again. Another person slandering the amazingness of candy corn, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to start asking people that before I even say, hey, come on the show. I'm not going to say anything about the podcast. All right. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right. All right. Okay. Here is a funny one that, you know, normally I come up with these questions myself, just really rapid fire. But Sade, this was one that I could not deny was hilarious. Are you ready for this last one as we move on?
Sure.
Okay. Sade, would you rather fight a chicken every day to the death, or would you rather fight a gorilla one time a year, but you get to use a sword? So either a chicken every day to the death, one chicken, or one gorilla one time a year, but you get to use a sword.
Dude, I do not want to kill a chicken every day, but like, I don't even know if this gorilla, like a gorilla with a sword, like, I don't think I would live through that. I can guarantee that I could kill a chicken every day. And like, yes, it's going to be annoying, but I feel like as I kill a chicken every day, I'm going to start to learn new ways and get quick. It could be like a quick thing. And this gorilla once a year thing, I might lose my life. So I think I'm going to choose the chicken.
So you're going to, I swear when I saw this, I was like, I have to ask the next person that's on the show this. It took me a minute. So you're saying that you would kill a chicken every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it's dinner, right? I figure out how to use it.
You would budget. See, guess what? We're cutting our food budget down because we have fresh chicken every day. That is, I lied to you now. That is one of the craziest would you rather questions I've ever seen. And I sat back and said, a gorilla every year?
Yeah.
And then I saw people were commenting. They said, well, they could train up. And I said, nah, I would have to fight a chicken every day. Every day, a two-piece. Every day, three pieces for dinner. Every day. But thank you for playing. Thank you so much, Sade, for playing. Fuego. Rapido! All right. So, Sade, so thank you for playing it. All right, so let's get to... Again, season 4, episode 10. I'm here joined by the amazing Sade Meeks, financial educator, and we're talking about budgeting like a boss. All right, so let's start off with just a really quick thing. What made you want to get into becoming a financial coach, a financial educator?
For me, I felt this feeling like when I was younger, you know, growing up, money was always tight, and with my family, I always felt like we could be in a better position if maybe we knew more or did more. And so when I got into college, I gravitated towards subjects that were surrounding money, even accounting, finance, things like that. So that's what I actually majored in. And now by trade, I'm an accountant. And so just opening my eyes into that world of being in the financial world, that's what's made me start to fall into the rabbit hole of learning about other things other than accounting, like, you know, investing and budgeting and all those other things that are outside of just normal accounting and finance. So I think that started the ball rolling of me getting well diversed in all of these other areas related to finance.
I love it. And on your content that's on your social media pages, you are very diverse as far as what you talk about. You talk about credit cards, you talk about interest, you talk about stocks, you talk about a lot of things. And you paid off your school loan, right?
Yeah, that also had a big part to falling for me learning about like finance and stuff is like getting into college, like, you know, what's FAFSA, what is all those things, and what did I sign, how much do I owe? And once I started to learn more about, like, what it is that I signed as a contract at 18 years old, that's when I really started to want to learn about how I'm going to pay this loan off and how I'm going to do it in a way that makes sense for me. So that taking out the loan in a lot of ways, I know people like to stay away from debt and all those things, but taking out a loan in a lot of ways helped me build the basic foundation for personal finance that I have today.
Mm. So you paid off your loan, your student loan. Do you have in your budget the ability to pay off my student loan?
No, I don't have the ability to pay off your student loan, probably, especially if it's $1 million. A big part of, you know, why I wanted to be a financial educator is to teach people that it can be done, and it can be done probably way faster than they are already anticipated. Because I know that there are, like, loan, you know, terms and everything. And, you know, according to my loan, I probably wouldn't even need to pay to anything until, like, 2024 or 2023. But why would I push those things off if I have the money and the means to do it here and today? You know, so yes. Yes and no. I have the means to help you, but not the means to give you my money.
That was the whole purpose of her being on the show, guys. All right. Okay, so like I said, I love your content. You're very diverse in all of the things you talk about as far as money, because that's what gets me going. When I see people talk about money, I'm like, okay, what do we talk about here? You drop gems every day. But one of your biggest platforms that you do, that one of the biggest focuses, your biggest platform that you talk about is budgeting. So even your name on social media is habitual budget, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So why is it so important that budgeting is a staple in our lives?
It has to be a staple in your life because anyone can make money. Anyone can have money, earn money. But once you have that money, not having a budget is like having money without having direction. So if you have a budget, and that means that not only do you have money, but you have a direction for that money. You have a purpose for that money. You have a goal for that money. And that's why budgeting is so, so important. Like, we can talk about paying off debt. We can talk about investing and, you know, saving for retirement, all these things. But we can't talk about it without saying the word budget or having a budget. And anyone who says they can is lying to you, because in some shape or form, they have a budget. Everyone does, if that makes sense. And the biggest part of, you know, budgeting is what's our priorities here, and having that balance between your short-term priorities and your long-term priorities is, I think, where people have the most struggle with budgeting. So for me, I try to focus on my page for budgeting a lot on, like, actionable ways that you can gradually come to the best budget plan for yourself. It's not one size fit all, and it never will be.
Yeah. And I love that, because I saw some other financial educators, they're just trying to make it seem as though, hey, just save $1,000 10 times. What? What? Sure. Great. I'll just do it now. Right. So I love the practical, like you said, actionable ways that, hey, you can start today on budgeting. So getting into budget. So in your experience, what do you think is the biggest obstacle that people have when it comes to budgeting? You know, they're trying to start a budget, but what do you think is the biggest thing that the obstacle that people face?
I think this is with most things, but specifically for budgeting and managing finances, I think the biggest problem people have is their emotions, their ability to handle their emotions when they start budgeting. I think that that's the toughest thing to overcome. First of all, you have to sit there and look at yourself and say, hey, maybe I'm not spending my money as perfectly as I can, or maybe I'm not the most efficient in the way I'm managing my money. And I think to do that, you need to, first of all, admit, hey, I'm not perfect. Yeah. And that's an emotional thing. That has nothing to do with finances. A lot of the things that happen in the stock market are due to behavioral things. You know, it's the way that people react to things, not necessarily what's actually going on with the company or et cetera, et cetera. And you can see that same thing when you talk to people about their own budgeting and their own finances.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have to spend $250 a month to go you know, out to the bars. Like, why do you have to do that? Well, I need to do that because all my friends are doing it. Well, is that really what you want to do? Or is that you are you feeling pressured to do it because that's what all your friends are doing? So I urge people and I encourage people to evaluate why they spend their money the way they do. And if it has anything to do with themselves or everything to do with other people and what they're going to think. Because I think half the time it's about other people and not themselves. And I know it's so hard for people to focus in on themselves and care about themselves and what they want, but it's such a critical part to managing your finances and making sure that you are doing everything for you. And I'm not saying you can't go out and do things, and because if that's what you want to do, of course, but not at the expense of your goals, your dreams, and aspirations.
Oh, wow. And I need you guys to run that piece back. All right. So, yeah, because I think that when I was it initially was a struggle as far as budgeting, because I was thinking about this and that. Oh, I have to do this and I have to get the kids this. And then, you know, your budget becomes no budget at all. And then you're like, you're trying to save or you're trying to go to a certain place and it's a problem. So thank you for that. Yeah, I like that. So you guys heard it. Think focus on yourself when you're thinking about your budget. All right. Don't go out every week. You don't have to go out every week, right? All right, so let's stay on budgeting, right? So because it's such a big thing, and people run out of budget, and even when you see like not you know maybe just like you got the working class people, but the, even when you see some of these athletes, some of these people that have a lot of money, people that win the lottery, they lose all their money within like a year or two. So let's highlight some do's and don'ts. What are some do's and don'ts that you can offer us as far as budgeting?
So some definite do's for budgeting is number one, first and foremost, most important, is to identify your priorities. Like, okay, if you identify your priorities and the purpose, your purpose in life and why you do things, that number one thing is going to lead you to everything else and the reasoning you do everything. And not only that, separating those priorities into short-term and long-term priorities, putting those things in there for your budget, that's going to be your guiding principle to actually how you allocate your expenses, when and why. And I think that's going to change for everybody too. Definitely always analyze the current situation that you're in. My situation is going to be, I'm 21, I'm single. I'm going to have a different situation from you who has a child. You have other priorities that I do not. And so when you're doing things and evaluating the way other people do things, make sure you take those considerations into light. And then second do for budgeting, when you're learning from other people, including myself, make sure you're evaluating where they're coming from, what part of their life that they're in. Because some people, they, you know, compare themselves to someone who's way far in their goals and aspirations of being like a millionaire or something like that, and comparing it to their day one. And I think when you compare yourself to someone's result to your day one, you get discouraged. And the last thing you want to do when you're trying to create a budget, it's because budgeting is not pretty. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is a consistent daily aspiration to spend your money in the way that makes the most sense for you. And then finally, number three is, I think this is an overlooked part of budgeting that a lot of educators don't talk about, is make sure that you have a support system. Like, if you are trying to save up for some grand home or trying to pay off your loans and things like that, and that's what you're prioritizing in the moment, like, make sure that, you know, your family knows about that or your friends know about that. And like, don't think that everything is so taboo, like when it comes to money, that you can't talk about it. And it's not coming from a place of weakness where I'm struggling right now, I can't do anything with you. It's coming from a place of strength. Like, hey, this is what I've decided to do for the next 6 months or for the next 12 months. And I just want to let you know so that you understand why I may make certain moves or not make certain moves that I didn't make before, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So those are my three dudes.
Okay. I definitely see that last dude, because when I think about that, when I think about holidays and I think about when I was younger, I used to really go broke trying to buy gifts because, you know, it was such a pressure to make sure that you gave gifts, and really nice gifts. And I just blew my budget. I would always wind up going into the new year owing money, or, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I really like that one. All right, hit us with those. So we got to do so: prioritize, analyze, and communicate, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, give us those don'ts.
Okay, so a big don't, I would say, is to not overwhelm yourself at first. Like, when you start getting into making your budget, you're going to have to look at your expenses. You're going to have to, you know, check out some of the loans that you have and all those things. You're going to have to look and analyze that, all the little pieces of data, to see what you're going to do. And when you do that, it can definitely be like, you get to the point where you're in 2 hours in and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Don't get discouraged when you start your journey. Don't get overwhelmed. If you need to spend a whole week, maybe like an hour a day, going through all of those things instead of trying to do it all in one day, I think that that's going to be so critical to, you know, starting your budget, maintaining your budget, and being someone who can be consistent in what they're doing. So my second don't would be, don't compare yourself with others when it comes to how much you're going to be able to spend in a month. How much money you make financially, because none of that matters. None of those things matter. As you just talked about before with, you know, athletes and mega, you know, millions winners, they go broke in 1 to 2 years because they didn't have money skills when they first started, and they don't have money skills when they won that money or earned that money. So making sure that you know exactly, it doesn't matter how much you bring in, it matters how much you keep. That is definitely something
I actually saw an interview with Shaq and Shaquille O'Neal, and he was sitting with like a huge owner of a company. He said that. He said, it's not about the money you make, it's how much you keep. And I was like, dang. I was like, my money is already accounted for, and I'm in the paycheck hasn't even gotten here yet, and it's already gone. And I like that a lot. Okay. All right, keep going. You're dropping this heat.
Those were my main don'ts. Main don'ts. And then anything, of course, I said in the do's, not to do as well. Those were my main don'ts for sure.
All right. So we got the do's, we got the don'ts. Okay. All right. So you have a person, you know, where they're getting their budget together. They're not going to get overwhelmed. They're going to analyze what's going on. They're going to be open and transparent with people. So, hey, guys, I can't hang out every Friday as we used to.
Right.
I'm not going to look at the Joneses, because the Joneses, you know, we see that a lot. People are just trying to compare themselves. And that's where we see a lot of get rich quick schemes or people scam, because they're like, hey, do you want to make $3,200 in a day? And it's like, oh, yeah, just submit your credit card. Yeah, do that. You know, and it's just weird that we just think that a lot of time, because we don't want to put the hard work in. And like you said, it's not cute. It's not cute to pull up your budget and looking at, you know, when I have clients and I'm like, all right, you have money issues. Let's see where your money's going. I need you to pull up 3 months of your bank statements, and it ain't cute. You're like, I spent X amount on this company. I spent here, and, you know, stuff like that. So that's great. That's great. All right. So as we wrap this up, again, season 4, episode 10, Budgeting Like a Boss with Sade, financial educator in the building. All right. Give us some lasting thoughts that you like to share with people, the millions and millions of people listening right now.
Lasting thoughts. I dropped a lot of content on, like, just kind of everything. Notice how a lot of things I said were kind of behavioral, very emotional type things. When you're approaching your finances and your life, don't approach it emotionally. Think practically at first. At first, go ahead and say, okay, this is what logically makes the most sense to do. But based on my priorities, I'm gonna change here and here and here and here. And that's fine. But don't only spend your money in an emotional way. But don't also go so practical that you're not happy and you're not flexible with, you know, the things you want to do in your life. I think it's a catch-22. Never blindly follow either way, ever. Because you'll either end up not happy, or you'll end up with no kind of money at all. So that's definitely my lasting thought here.
I could see how someone is so strict with it and they're not being able to be happy that they just lose it one day and just blow it emotionally. And I like, I like you said that, because you're right. Everything that you talked about today was behavioral. It wasn't like, hey, you didn't get into your accounting bag, you know, with us. You talked to, hey, behavior. Don't do this. Analyze this. Work this. You know, do this. I love that. I love that. All right. So, Sade, how can people connect with you? How can they contact you? How can they utilize your services? How can they see everything that's out here?
So there's I have a lot of content on Instagram. That's where my home base is, at Habitual Budget on Instagram. Also, because I'm not very creative, I have the same username on almost all my other platforms. So Twitter, at Habitual Budget, I'm pretty active on there. I do post good content on there, but most of my, all my content you will see on Instagram in some shape or form, as well as Habitual Budget at Outlook.com. If you want to hit me about any financial coaching sessions or anything like that, that's also there as well. And it has links to all my information, resources, and that's how you can contact me.
Great, great, great. Please make sure you connect with her. So throughout the last couple of days when I talked to Sade, I asked her, is it in my budget to buy a Lambo? I just crunched the numbers, Sade. I could, based upon the numbers right now that I wrote down, I can buy an air freshener for them, for the Lambo. That's a start though. We're taking baby steps. Air freshener first. You know, then maybe like a cozy for the seats, but that's it. I can only buy it for air freshener. Sade, thank you for so much for stopping by and just you being you, creating great content and stuff that at times that when we're talking about budgeting, as we talked earlier, that budgeting and saving money is not sexy. It's not sexy like going out with one of those guns that shoot money and just spending it all. You know, those things are just, you know, sort of fantasy, but budgeting is real. Budgeting, which keeps the lights on and keeps us happy. I like how you highlighted the goals and what's your priority. I wrote down my priority when you said it, and I said that my priority is to make decisions not based upon money. So then I have to budget money and save money to for them not to be a factor. But apparently, according to you, I cannot buy the Lambo tomorrow. So I will hold off. I have to call the Lamborghini dealership back because I said, hey, have it ready. So I'm going to have to say, hey, let's check out the podcast on why I can't. I can't do it. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So stand by. And we're going to talk after this. So just hold tight. All right, guys, that is the end of this amazing Power Pack podcast, man. Whoo. Budget season 4, episode 10, Budgeting Like a Boss. Please make sure you connect with Sade and all of those social media platforms. And if you're on YouTube right now, as well as if you're streaming this, all her contact information will be in the details section. All right. Make sure you connect with her. She has amazing, diverse, dope, relatable, real, actionable content. Okay. It's not just saying, hey, you know what? Hey, guys, just make $500,000 a day and then do it tomorrow and that's it. You're good. No. It's real stuff that helps all of us. Okay. All right. And guess what? If you like this episode, guess what? Go back. It's plenty other more episodes and it's other episodes in the future. You can always check out this, you know, any episode that I have, past, present, and future, by going to cplandushow.com. All right. I'm on all social media platforms using the same name at cplandushow. Guess what? It ain't about being creative, it's about being consistent. All right. And guess what? If you are looking to be a guest on the show, you want to be a guest, you want to promote your goods, your services, your events, any of your books, any of those things that are that you want to get out to into a diverse, engaging audience. All right. Please make sure you reach out to me directly. I have sponsorship packages. You can be a sponsor of this show. And if you say, hey, Gary, I love your show, as people do, and you want to financially support this show, I'm on Patreon. And so for the cost of a cup of coffee, now you do have to budget. All right. Sade will tell you, put it in your budget. All right. For a price of a cup of coffee, for the price of a Lamborghini air freshener, you can greatly support the efforts of this show. All right. And I'm on there, and guess what? You'll get discounts as well as I create content exclusively for Patreon. So some of these movies that are coming back out, so now you see we're out here, those movies, I'm going to be talking about them strictly on there, you know, and other thoughts that I may not have on this platform. They're going to be there for your audio art or your verbal vibes. All right. And last but certainly not least, thank you for watching the show. Whether you watch the show, and guess what, guys, I looked at the numbers. This is the 81st show. I've done 81 episodes on my own with the podcast. So shout out to me and shout out to you, because you are the best part of the show. All right. You are the best part of the show. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you this is your first time or whether you listen to it from episode 15, episode 1 or episode 78. Thank you for listening to the show. And until we see each other again, guys, because we most certainly will see each other again. I'm looking at you, looking at me, looking at you. Look at that. Until we talk again, because we're talking. You see, we're talking about budget today like a boss. I want you to boss up your budget. Boss that budget, okay? And until we share those special, special moments again, man, always remember, guys, to see what you want to do. Hey, plan that thing out. All right? Budget. Plan it out and then do it. All right, guys. I'll see you same life coaching time, same life coach channel. Bye.